soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Receive ye the Spirit of God. In this moment of quiet, in this moment of silence, be receptive to the Holy Spirit, even the Comforter. Early this week, I received the news that my dad had passed away. And it seems that every time I went into meditation, all I could hear, that which continued to come over and over again, was, "Call no man on earth your father." And so I contemplated that scripture. Call no man on earth your father. For one is your father, which is in heaven. And then, suddenly, in one of these meditations, I heard, "For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you." And I could not see how the two were connected right away. Call no man on earth your father. For if I go not away, the Comforter cannot come unto you. And so I took them both into meditation, and have been living with them for the past week or so. And something began to unfold. Of course, we know by now that no scripture is ever externalized. It's not talking about something out here. Scripture is pointing to an internal experience. And so, call no man on earth your father, if entered into, must be an internal experience. And if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you, also is an internal spiritual experience. And so as I contemplated and pondered these and rest back in order to receive guidance, what began to unfold was quite startling. Really. Most of us by now realize that there is no real separation from God, having been made in His image and likeness, and the truth that I and the Father are one presence means there can be no separation. But there is a sense of separation. That which the five physical senses report. And this sense of separation is what's called material sense, a material sense of living. Personal sense. Now take this scripture within and understand it. If I go not away, if your material sense of existence does not go away, the Comforter will not come unto you. Ah, that's quite a different meaning, isn't it? If I go not away, if the material sense of your life does not dissolve, the Comforter will not come unto you. And what is the Comforter? What exactly is the Comforter? Well, I looked up a few statements here. Because if we understand what the Comforter is, then we will understand what's going to come unto us when material sense departs. And so, we start with John 16. When the Spirit of Truth, the Comforter, is come, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. Now, that means that the Comforter is the Spirit of Truth, or the Spirit of God. When material sense departs, or is dissolved, the Father sends you its Spirit. Because, being receptive, you have the capacity to receive that Spirit. You are emptied of self, of a false sense of self, and you now are ready to receive the Spirit of God, the Comforter. This was acted out in John 20, when it says that the disciples were gathered in the upper chamber, which is an elevated state of consciousness. And it says, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Now he had told them, If I go not away, the Comforter cannot come unto you. Which means the personal sense of Jesus had to leave in order for the Spirit of God to come. The personal sense of you has to leave in order for the Comforter to come in your experience. It will not come any other way. Now, Christ says, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you the Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. What except your own inner self can abide with you forever? And he says, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Which sounds quite a bit like Paul's, the natural man receiveth not the things of God, for they are spiritually discerned. And so, if I go not away, if a personal sense of self does not dissolve in you, you will not receive the Comforter which shall abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of Truth, which the world cannot receive because it sees him not, neither does it know him. But you shall know, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. You see? And down here he says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send, shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And so, we see that Christ has told us what must happen within our being. The Comforter will not come unless personal sense dissolves. Now, in each meditation that you have, in each meditation that I have, I must reach a place where personal sense is not there. Because when personal sense is not there, like the disciples in the upper chamber, the Spirit of God flows into and as your being. And so I began to see God itself, infinite, omnipresent, spiritual being, through the activity of Spirit, expresses itself as the living Son of God, or manifestation of God. And so you have what appears to be three: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But it is actually one. The Father, infinite consciousness, moving, expressing through Spirit as manifestation, or as the Son, as the expression. This is consciousness forming itself. This is the first book of Genesis. This experience will not come unless I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. What this requires in your meditation is a moment of losing this entire world, losing any sense of personal identity. Then the Spirit descends upon you, flows through you, and expresses itself as your experience. There is a release, a peace, and you know that God is manifesting itself. And so, of course, call no man on earth your father. Because the only father you have is this infinite God itself. And the only identity you have is God as an activity of Spirit manifesting your experience. That's the Son. Now, let's look at what Joel had to say about this. He calls this experience the third degree. And it's in a chapter, Attaining Divine Sonship in a Parenthesis in Eternity. And that's what we're talking about. How to attain your sonship, or how to have the experience of God itself moving as an activity of Spirit and expressing as the Son. And so he says, in the third degree, we are no longer good or bad. We are no longer well or sick. And we are no longer rich or poor. We are just a state of divine being. And it is not that we are that of ourselves. It is that this that has taken possession of us is it. Now this which has taken possession of us is the Comforter. There is then no personal responsibility for supply or for health. Our only responsibility is to live in God. Now listen. When this experience of living in God first comes to us, it is disturbing. Because just as in our first stage we were dying to the negative side of life and being reborn into a more positive sense, now we are dying all over again. This is not only an annihilation of our undesirable humanhood, but it is also an annihilation even of our good humanhood. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. This is what we're talking about. And at first it is frightening and disconcerting as veil after veil drops away, and we come face to face with naked truth. I can tell you, in my meditation, as I sat there and I received that impartation, if I go not away, if your personal sense of self goes not away, the Comforter will not come. It was disconcerting. The first flush of enthusiasm on the spiritual path brought to us a sense that being healthy is a proof of our spiritual understanding, and being wealthy is, of course, another great proof of the degree of that understanding. Ah, but in the third degree, we rise into the consciousness where there is no health, and there is no wealth. There is neither good health nor bad health, neither virtue nor vice. There is neither honor nor dishonor, neither high people nor low people. There is only a spiritual state of being which is described as my kingdom. And so now we know, we understand, that God itself, infinite, invisible, omnipresence, through an activity of spirit, through the movement of spirit, manifests itself as your experience. And that is where God dwells, in that experience. That experience is my kingdom. There is only a spiritual state of being which is described as my kingdom, my consciousness, the Christ consciousness. And that is not a state of improved humanhood. Nope, that is not a state of improved humanhood at all. Because as you stand there, or rather as you rest there, within yourself, and you behold God itself as the movement of spirit manifesting and expressing its invisible selfhood as your experience, then you have come to know what Christ is. And I guarantee you it has nothing to do with humanhood, that which has to leave in order for the Comforter to come. In our first stage of spiritual development, we were improving our humanhood, merely by virtue of our greater awareness of a spiritual presence. In the second stage, we were consciously improving our humanhood so as to measure up to our highest concept of goodness, virtue, integrity, loyalty, and fidelity, using the mind as an instrument for the activity of spirit. But in the third stage, all of this is taken from us. All of it. If I go not away, the Comforter cannot come. It must be taken away in order to experience the Comforter. living you. In the third degree, we cannot rejoice in our benevolences, in our health, in our wealth, because now we see that we do not have any of these. The Christ, the spiritual Son, is our life, our health, our wealth, and the source of our good. And the spiritual Son is the Comforter, expressing the Father's will. Remember? Even the Spirit of Truth, which will give unto you all that the Father says. And so the Father's word expressed is that Spirit of Truth manifesting itself. This spiritual self, this Messiah which is within us, this is our good, the source of it, the experience of it, the expression of it. In this, there is no little human I left. The final experience is the annihilation of our human self, of its good qualities as well as its evil. It is dying daily until even the best of humanhood is gone, and spiritual identity is revealed. Death to the materialistic concept of life, to material sense, and a rebirth of the spirit. This is what takes place through our spiritual unfoldment and progress on the path. When the transition takes place, sometimes slowly, or sometimes in a flash, it always leaves us with a trace of our old self. And this is a difficult period, because we have glimpses of what spiritual living can be, and yet at the same time we have the frustrating experience of not being able to live in the spirit continuously. While our old, unillumined self does not dominate the scene, its shadow still lingers, and we are often tempted to indulge in old habits and modes of life. So there is need for great patience until the Son of God has been more fully raised up in us. Now, who raises up the Son of God? Can you do it as a person? Of course not. If you've been listening, you know what raises up the Son of God. It's God itself. In your inner temple, as material sense is dissolved in your meditation, God itself breathes into you the Spirit of God. And it raises up the Son of God, or the expression of the Word, as the Son of God. This is the experience. Our only prayer then becomes, Father, thy will be done through the Spirit as the Son. And so as I continued to meditate, call no man on earth your father, I realized that this experience of receiving the Comforter is the experience of the Immaculate Conception in me and in you. Each of us that receives this inner experience has been blessed to be going through the initiation. And the initiation involves the dissolving of personal sense, of material sense of living. Whether consciously throughout your day, or whether in brief periods in your meditation. Both of these are a part of the initiation. Call no man on earth your father, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. And this Father, this infinite invisible, moves through the Comforter into your being, and you experience the Immaculate Conception of Christ, God itself, manifest as your experience. This is the Christ, the Son of God. God as Spirit manifest, or infinite pure consciousness expressing itself. This is what the spiritual path is about. It has nothing to do with anything out here. Just as all of the scriptures have nothing to do with anything out here, they all point to an internal experience. So the spiritual path has nothing to do with out here. It is an internal experience of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, the Immaculate Conception, and the birth of Christ consciousness. Anything that appears out here as improvement is simply an added thing. It is your mind interpreting this inner spiritual experience. But do not be concerned with what the mind is interpreting or looking for anything out here, because you will not find it. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. And so it is in dropping the desire to look for anything out here. It is in the dropping, the dissolving of this world. It is in the dissolving of a material sense of existence. It is in the dissolving of a personal sense of life that the Comforter comes and abides with you forever. This is the internal, infinite way of the spiritual path. And I continued to meditate on this, and I dwelt with it within. And suddenly something else came, exploded in my consciousness. And I realized the Father, the Infinite Invisible, moving through Spirit, is what I am. And this world was not made. This material sense of a world. God itself is expressing itself as itself, omnipresent. And therefore, and this is just as true of you as it is of me, for we are all one in this Christ experience, therefore I am not on earth. I am not on earth. It must be so because God never made an earth that can be destroyed. And so if I am seeing an earth and a God, then material sense of a world is still here. But in my meditation, as I loose him and let him go and release and am released from a material sense of world, I am not on earth. I am in the kingdom. Recently I read one of Joel's statements, I have a body not in time and space. And so you can take this into your temple too. I am not on earth. I have a body, not in time or space. My Father is in heaven, and so am I. And now listen to today's posting on the Mystical Principles list. With each meditation, there must be the surrender of ourselves to the Comforter, the Spirit within, together with the realization that God's grace is our sufficiency, and that we are in meditation for the express purpose of receiving the comfort of His presence. Nothing greater can come to us than the still small voice of assurance, because then we know that all of infinity is pouring itself out for us and as us. All of omnipotence, and in that there can be no power, no presence, apart from God. And the Christ of you says, when you receive the Comforter, in that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you, and we are one. And so, I realized through a series of meditations that this personal sense of self, which appeared to pass away, was not my Father. That my Father, expressed as Spirit, manifested, can never pass away. And so this that passed was an appearance of a separate life, a separate sense of life. And that the same Spirit, the same Comforter, the same presence of the living God is the only presence right where that personal sense appeared. And so I realized that this being that appeared to pass and my being are one being, with one Father, the real Father, the infinite, invisible, immortal, eternal, spiritual being that we call God. And this being, through the movement of Spirit, enters consciousness, and there is an immaculate conception, and the Christ is born on earth as in heaven, for these two are one. Now there is no longer a personal sense of self to come or to go, to live or to pass. There is no material sense of earth, for the kingdom has come and is at hand. God itself, pure divine consciousness, moving, expressing, manifesting itself as the kingdom in our midst. This is the way. For the Comforter itself says, I am the way. I am the only truth, and I am the life. But this experience will not come unless in a split second material sense is dissolved. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come. Ah, but if I do go away, then the Comforter will come, even the Spirit of Truth, which will abide with you forever. For we come to see that the Spirit of Truth is you. And so now we recognize, I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly, has nothing to do with a material sense of life. I have come, God itself, through an activity of spirit, the Comforter has come that you might have life, infinite life, immortal life, invisible life, eternal life. Christ life. And this is life eternal, to know thee, the Comforter, the Christ. For these three are really one. God the Father, the infinite invisible, omnipresence itself. God the Spirit, the Comforter, come upon you. And God the Son, the Child, the expression, the manifestation of the Comforter. And so these are one. One presence flowing into expression. Do you see the real goal, the real path, the real spiritual path? It was hidden all this time behind the metaphysics. It was hidden from view until you approached the third degree. But here now you know what the goal, what the path is. Annihilation of a material sense of existence, and the witnessing of the Father through the Spirit raising up the Son. This is your initiation. But if I go away, I will not leave thee comfortless. I will send a Comforter. And so it's guaranteed. If I, a material sense of a Savior, goes away, the Comforter shall come unto you. and abide with you forever. Because, as it is written elsewhere, the Comforter is your very own consciousness. When the Spirit has entered in. And from then on, you have no need to take thought, for consciousness lives itself abundantly. Call no man on earth your father, for one is your Father, which is in heaven. And if material sense is dissolved, I, the Father within, will send unto you a Comforter, even the Spirit of Truth, which will live, fulfill, and express itself. We see this? It was so very important to Christ that it was the very first thing he said. First, in your meditation comes this sense of peace and a release, and then you receive the Holy Spirit. And that's exactly the way it was explained and shown to us in the scriptures. Christ appeared in their midst and said, "Peace be unto you. Receive ye the Holy Spirit." And then enter in the joy of your Lord. Christ tells us that it is similar to the experience of childbirth, and that when you go through the experience, as Joel said, it is difficult, it is disconcerting, there's travail, Christ said. But then in the morning, joy cometh in the morning, and there's no more remembrance of the struggle. And as Joel said, we find that the responsibility is on his shoulders. There's no more good me or bad me or well me or sick me. There's no more me. There's God itself, through the Spirit, individualized as the Son. Infinite individuality. This is Christ. If I go not away, the Comforter will not come. But for you who are serious about this initiation and allow the material sense of self, of existence, of world to dissolve, you shall awaken to the fact that in your very midst, God is appearing as the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth. And you shall witness and behold it manifest its glories, its infinity, its life, as the Christ, the Son of God, in you is raised up. And now that you know the truth, in your meditations, be prepared for the Immaculate Conception experience, for it shall surely come, for God itself has ordained it. And we receive the nod of approval as we speak these words. Oh, my beautiful brothers and sisters, no greater blessing can ever come than the blessing of the birth of the chosen one of the Father. Receive ye the Holy Spirit. Amen.